in East Jerusalem. They haven't stopped. The ball game is over. They had a slight setback. That's it.
All right. Well, why do you think that they did name the plazas, you know, in Jerusalem and in Rome, change their names? What's this really all about?
Well, to get the public of both cities having lumps in their throats about the close ties Italy now has with Jerusalem and vice versa. Look, there was a poll taken, well, 2 weeks ago. It was taken by the Konrad Adenauer Foundation, who invited me to speak. I had a tremendous speech there one morning with member of the Knesset, Nomi Blumenthal, whatever. We'll talk about that someday. It's irrelevant right now. Nonetheless, what they discovered is Israel loves the EU. 76% of Israeli Jews want to join the EU. They want to join hand in hand with Italy and Spain and France and really their worst enemies. I mean, it's nuts for 76% of Israelis to join the EU, but even crazier when the poll showed that 59% of the EU population consider Israel the greatest threat to world peace on earth. There's just something screwy going on where reality really takes the back seat, really, to unreality.
Well, as I always say, reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. We live in a world gone mad, Barry, and there's only a few of us who can see what's going on, so you go right ahead.
Well, the way I cover the news, and I'll say it again, how can anyone cover it differently? Right? I mean, facts are on the ground, actually happening, but they're ignored. Again, they're just not made into the news. You have to look at the agony that Obama is causing Israel. I mean, it's coming out now. Netanyahu is actually opening his mouth about a few things, and we better listen to what he's saying, because he has got exactly the opposition from his own government that I told you he would get, and that is from Ehud Barak, his defense minister and leader of the Labor Party. But first of all, Netanyahu's little trip to Washington, it turns out that he made a deal with Netanyahu that America will deal with Iran only after Israel destroys what it calls its outposts.
No, I'm sorry, that America will deal with Iran after not Israel will deal with Iran.
Did I say Israel?
Yeah. Israel will, pardon me, America will deal with Iran after Israel gives up, of course, its settlements in Judea and Samaria. That's right?
Right. The outposts, again, they're suburbs. You see on TV a cave with a couple of young religious guys in it. They tell you that's an outpost. That is not an outpost. That's propaganda. The outposts are houses with lawns and families, they are suburbs of established settlements where people couldn't build anymore, so they went, I don't know, 30 yards away to the next hill.
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. heat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit mainmilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Call 877-394-6657. Get seized. GetSeeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at Genesis, and our guest is Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your website, and how they can invite you to come to speak for them?
I have a new book, and it's really up to date. It's called The Compromised Land. To have a look at it, you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a little search box. Write in books, and then my name, Chamish. That's Chamish, and highly recommend it. For $7, you can download it and have 402 pages of how Israel really works. The website is barrychamish.com. And if you want to invite me to speak, you dial 904-315-8079, 904-315-8079. So let's go back to Israel. And we were talking about what Obama actually told Netanyahu, and it's coming out. The first thing is nothing on Iran from the United States until Israel clears out its outposts. Outposts is such a silly word, and it's such a meaningless word. These are suburbs. They're suburbs with streets and bus lines and families in them. And, well, clearing them out, that's not going to be so easy. But Defense Minister Ehud Barak of the Labor Party, who we have discussed before, he is really, really a major criminal, financial, and he's a murderer. I'm not going to go into the whole story about Ehud Barak, but he's bad news to have in your government. He's declared war on Judea and Samaria. He's told the army to inform 24 so-called outposts, their communities, that they will face eviction in the next few weeks. And he evicted one, but it was a known, it was a showpiece. There's one outpost, Malay Esther, I believe it's called, which has been evicted and rebuilt 10 times already. That was in the wake of Obama, but now Barak has told 24 outposts, over 10,000 people, that they will be homeless in the next few weeks.
All right, now, are they going to offer to compensate them for their homes?
Of course not. All right, they're going to throw them out.
And where are they going to live when they leave?
That's their problem. There's not even nobody believes in the compensation. They don't have to compensate all the Jews from Gaza who never saw a penny. No, they'll just throw them out because they're there illegally. They'll say they're there illegally. We don't owe you a penny, and that's that.
But of course, in years past, why the Israeli government encouraged people to move into the settlements?
Not anymore.
No, I know not now, but I mean years past. So here are people were doing what they were encouraged to do years ago, and now they're going to be evicted from their homes. They're going to be not compensated. They're going to have no place to live. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think the military will just go in as they did in Gaza and, you know, just drag the people out and force them at bayonet point to leave?
Well, they have whole army units, many of them. Well, I don't know if it's the majority or non-Jews, but they don't care what they do to Jews. It's a special kind of person who can be an evictor, and the army has got units of these special status all ready to go to work. But it's not going to be that simple. Remember, this government doesn't understand the secret side of diplomacy. The Minister of Strategic Affairs, that's Moshe Yaalon, who was once the commander-in-chief of the IDF, said to Barak that Israel will not be dictated to by Obama and will build settlements. And the Likud party is not happy about Barak's actions either. Now, this could actually, you know, you could actually see the government fall. It depends on what Barak does to get his way.
What about Netanyahu? Is he going to go along with this?
Netanyahu, of course, will. I mean, he's all tied up to the CFR anyway.
Sure.
But he's got a conscience in his own way. Netanyahu gave a speech in Jerusalem at the Yeshivat Habir Kaz. I won't go into that. There was a massacre there, whatever. He gave a speech there where he said something I thought was incredible. He rejected Obama's suggestion to him that the Israeli flag be lowered over the Western Wall and the UN flag raised in its stead. Now, I've been saying this for years and years and years, that that's the plan. Suddenly, Netanyahu revealed it, that this is what Obama told him to do. And he said the Israeli flag will never be lowered on the Western Wall, and the UN flag will never be raised at the Western Wall. He said that publicly to a very well-publicized rally. So on the one hand, Netanyahu may be causing trouble for himself. This is what Rabin did. Rabin started opening his mouth. telling who's behind the real diplomacy. But there are facts that Netanyahu is behind that kind of contradict his honesty. His government is framing a new law, a scary new law, that there can be no gatherings of protest, and there's no definition of protest, but no more gatherings without a police permit. It used to be in Israel, if you had an outdoor gathering of over 50 people, you went to the police for a permit. Now one person can be arrested for protesting. People have meetings in their homes with like-minded people. They can all be arrested for protesting without a police license. They're pushing this law through real fast. What's happening in Israel right now since Obama met Netanyahu is a build-up, a very serious build-up, where protests is being reduced as much as possible. But Defense Minister Brock, who just despises the settlers, no matter who they are, is looking to go into action to throw about 10,000 of them out in the next 3 weeks.
Well, it's a tragic situation, and, you know, of course, maybe my opinion is probably Netanyahu is simply posturing. He's making these statements about the UN flag never flying over Israel. That's just to cater to the conservatives who make up, I think, the majority of the people there in Israel. But unfortunately, he's going to do what he's told to do, and unfortunately, there are powerful forces that at work, I believe, to betray Israel and destroy its sovereignty, and really, of course, just say, make it simply another little state in this coming new world order.
Well, since Netanyahu has returned from Washington, I think it's deliberate American provocations. Lieutenant General Keith Dayton, he's the one who's training the Palestinian brigades in Jordan. They added three new brigades in the last week. Which is a lot of armed PLO terrorists being trained by the United States. But what makes that interesting, Dayton spoke to a Washington think tank. I think it was the Middle East Institute. Nonetheless, what he said is that if Israel doesn't create a Palestinian state within 2 years maximum, his divisions could rebel.
Well, I'll tell you what. We trained the Mujahideen. We trained the Mujahideen during the Afghan war right over here, and then they sent them back over there. They became the Al-Qaeda. They're the Al-Qaeda fighters that we're fighting now. Well, a lot of them trained in the desert there in Nevada by the Central Intelligence Agencies and Special Forces. We live in a world gone mad. We'll be right back here with Mary to wrap up the program.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Barry Shamish. We got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program. All we can say is that Israel's in real trouble. And, of course, as Barry was saying, there's a general over there, American general, who's training the Palestinian forces, brigades of Palestinian terrorists, you know, supposedly to have law and order in Palestine. But since the Palestinian Liberation Organization is the old Arafat terrorist organization, why, these troops will be equipped and armed and trained in the coming war with Israel. So why in heaven's name are we doing that? Why are we funding the Israelis on one side and the Palestinians on the other? Why, for instance, have we not really taken a strong stand against Hamas and simply insisted that, you know, Israel cut off all supplies to Hamas that have to come through Israel before they can reach the terrorists in the southern part of, just south of Israel? But go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, again, what the Obama regime is doing since, well, I doubt Netanyahu's visit made a difference. I'm sure it would have taken place with or without him. But you have to look at Russia. Russia's supplying 4 nuclear reactors to Jordan, a major deal. And by the way, if one of them leaks, all of Israel gets hit anyways. But they're trying to sell 8 MiG-31s to Syria, and these are better than any plane that Israel has in its air force. But that deal was put on hold when Israel somehow sold its UAVs. Those are drones, very effective weapons, pilotless planes, it comes down to, which can spy or shoot. They sold it to Russia, and then Russia put the MiG deal on hold. Now, who knows what that is all about, but those drones will get to the Arab world. You give them to Russia, they'll tear it apart, they'll back-engineer it, and it'll get to Israel's worst enemies. Very hard to explain. Now, Israel needs help for its air force. It's got these 25-year-old F-16s and 15s, and they're running out of usefulness. What they want is a stealth fighter, and America is trying to build the F-35, which is a stealth bomber. And Israel signed a deal for 75 of these for an incredible $20 billion. That's an awful lot of money for 75 airplanes. But it looked like the deal was going through, and then suddenly it has stopped because Israel wants access to the plane's computers for a variety of reasons to improve the plane, and America is not providing it. They said no, which, again, Israel simply will have to send the planes back to America to be fixed. It doesn't make sense. You have your own air force. Of course you want access to the innards of the plane you bought, and this administration is saying no, Israel is not going to get the plane unless we fix the plane. And frankly, the Israeli Air Force really doesn't trust American mechanics to do the job they've been doing for the last 60 years. So you have that issue. You know, it's all just coming to a head. You know, five Lebanese spies for Israel against Hezbollah. The whole cell that was watching Hezbollah were busted about 10 days ago. The Israeli newspaper reports are, did America bust the ring for Lebanon? America funnels a lot of money into Lebanese security and police forces. Nevertheless, there's been so much stuff against Israel in the last month and a half. The Israeli headlines were, did the Americans break up the ring? And by the way, when you see a headline from that from Israel, odds are there was intelligence saying that, yes, the Americans broke up our spy ring in Lebanon. So, again, under the surface, there is a lot, an awful lot of serious anti-Israel stuff going on with this administration. And Israel is, for, again, reasons unknown, starting to sell high-security military gear to Russia. There, that's the analysis. And again, I don't know why no one else is noticing this sale to Russia. It has tremendous, tremendous strategic importance that Israel is selling its drones to Russia, and with what security that the Arabs won't get it. And just to finish off, you have a new woman Supreme Court appointee. Nothing compared to Israel. Dorit Beinish, head of the Supreme Court, named her new court. She put six judges on the Israeli Supreme Court. Five of them were women with, well, really, really very left-wing, very feminist backgrounds. The Israeli Supreme Court is being filled right now with well, I would not expect to get justice from this court. They wouldn't know justice if it slapped them in the face.
All right, Barry, we're out of time. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week. And just keep your chin up. Things are, you know, bad, but they're probably going to get a lot worse. But there's a reason behind it. God, I believe, brought the children of Israel there for a purpose, and we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. God bless. Bye-bye.
See you later.
All right, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out there who listen to our programs, who are willing to help us, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly go there. You can join the Radio Liberty family. You can go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. There's a donate button there, and you can push it and see what happens. And then, of course, we've completed now. We have my new DVD. We put the PowerPoint program onto it, and you'll even see a picture of my father in the new DVD, but basically it's called Financial Armageddon. It's the story of how we got to where we are today. I mean, who is Barack Obama? How did he really get to power? Is there an invisible force behind Barack Obama? You'll find that in the answer to how they've created this whole financial crisis and where we're headed in my new DVD, Financial Armageddon. We've just got them available now. And it comes with a syllabus. We recommend the syllabus because it has a lot of information there, information on the Congressional Oversight Panel that you're not going to get elsewhere. And this is a panel that comes up with a report each month, and we've actually, in the new syllabus, we're using the latest report that came out of the Congressional Oversight Panel, or at least I should say the April report, where they simply point out that everything's being done isn't doing any good. The government doesn't seem to be effectively addressing the issue. Well, of course, they maybe don't even know they're not trying to address the issue. They don't want to solve the problem. If they solve the problem, how would they be able to bring in their new world order? And we're on a timetable and moving, you might say, hell-bent towards this one world government. And then, of course, why we hope that you'll want to get some of the other material we have, a great new book by Thomas Wood on Meltdown. It's short, easy reading, but it's got a lot of great information in it. Certainly, you'll want to get my talk I gave some years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, The Financial Tsunami and the Syllabus. And try to get the syllabus along with the DVD. There is a syllabus that goes with the Financial Armageddon. There's a syllabus that goes with the Financial Tsunami. And then, of course, if you want to understand all the wars we've been in, you need to get the talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, and the syllabus that goes with that, where you'll see all the documents you're never going to see elsewhere. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get many of the DVDs we have on the secret mysteries, the Riddles in Stone and the Eye of the Phoenix. They're three separate, very professionally done DVDs by our good friend Chris Butto, who is going to be with us this Friday evening. And, of course, they will take you into the background of the secret societies that were here when the United States was corrected, was organized, and or when it was created, and nobody ever wants to talk about the secret societies. And you will be demonized and laughed at if you talk about them, but there have always been secret societies. And, of course, so much of this is covered in my talk on the Financial Armageddon. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water.